Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, February 7, 2024. And this is episode 90. So we've been doing this for a while. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, PLB, and it is co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, whom I will be bringing in shortly. The name of the show today, the show title is Illegal Immigrants and Infectious Diseases. Ouch. Let me say that again. Illegal Immigrants and Infectious Diseases. Ouch. Now, I know there are some of you in the audience today who do not believe in infectious diseases, but just go along with us, please, okay? Because this is not a show about whether viruses actually exist or not. That's a show we are going to do, believe it or not. What we are going to talk about is how our government protects or treats its citizens and how little you know about that. So again, the title of the show today is Illegal Immigrants and Infectious Diseases. Ouch. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. I say that every week, and it gets worse every week. Not better, people. It's getting worse. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. My special thanks to Annie, who is a good friend of mine, somebody I have a lot of respect for, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. Here he goes again. I'm going to cut this a little shorter today because I do have a lot of information to put out, but this is something I want to say every week because I want everybody to understand it. You want to keep these great platforms online, help them out. Okay, it's not cheap today, and it's getting more expensive by the day, and that's intentional. But if you want to keep them online and you don't necessarily have more money to donate, then just switch up the way you donate, okay? I know that a lot of you, when you can, you make a donation. My suggestion to you is that you, figure out over the course of a year what the average amount is that you donate. If it's $120 a year, if it's $160 a year, if it's $80 a year, whatever. Let's say it's $120 a year. What is Roger talking about? Instead of doing $20 now, 4 months later doing $60, 3 months later doing – divide that $120 a year, yeah, by 12 months. And the next time you go in to do a donation, okay, do $10. Because that's the number you got. And check the little box that says make this a monthly donation. You haven't given them any more than you usually do, although I strongly suggest you do if you can, they're worth it. But you haven't given any more than you usually do on average, but yet you have allowed them to put together a budget to give you an even better network or a better channel. Because this is something they can count on every month to use to do exactly that. If they get a donation here, a donation there, then none for a while, then maybe a donation here. How do you plan on that to make payments for something for your channel or whatever? You can't. That's why making it a reoccurring donation, not saying you've got to spend any more. That's why making it a recurring donation gives them the ability to use this as a constant, not as a maybe. All right, Stephen, I'm not going to say, do you agree with me? Because the last time I said that, you say, well, you ask me that every week. And I do, you're right. But it is a valid point, right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So we'll roll from that because I absolutely love it when he says absolutely. All right. So again, the title of the show, Illegal Immigrants and Infectious Diseases. Ouch. Not a joke, people.
Hey, Roger.
Steve. Yeah.
You want to say it like Sylvester Stallone? Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it. All right. Look, please feel free to jump in. I know this is a subject that bugs both you and I, but this is something I promised everybody. Stephen, if you remember when we finished last week's show, about the last thing I said to everybody was, I will pick this up next week and we will run with it. Well, we're going to take what we did last week and we're going to continue forward with it. Okay. So, again, our mission is to keep you armed with vital truth, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital truths, these issues, without fear of censorship or exclusion. That being the sponsor of this show, which is TLBTalk.com. Come and say what needs to be said. Look, TLB Talk right now is in a transition. We are going from what you saw TLB Talk all along for about a year and a half. And now we have made some major upgrades. So over the next week, maybe two at the most, you may see small inconveniences as new things are added to that platform. And some of the things we're going to add will make your jaw drop. But that will be the subject of a show in the very near future. We are going to take TLB Talk, which is a social media platform, and we are going to offer things social media platforms don't usually offer you. So I look forward to doing that show. And Stephen, I think that will be a great show for both of us, because I think between you and I, the one thing we know that's very necessary today is a place where people can actually tell the truth. Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and he's calling me, sir. I was never an officer.
I was a working man.
I got selected for chief, but I was never an officer.
My my grandpa used to say, "Don't call me, sir. I work for a living."
Yeah, don't call me, sir. That was my dad's name. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, the title of the show again, and then we roll into it, Illegal Immigrants and Infectious Diseases. Ouch. Yeah. Okay, so let's roll into some talking points on this, all right? On last week's show, Losing Trust in Healthcare. That was the name of last week's show. I promised at the end I would pick up that same football again and run it. We're talking about health. We're talking about the trust of our government. We're talking about the trust of our doctors. We will continue that today, but more to the governance side. Last week, we focused a lot on the doctor. Now we're going to go to what I like to call root cause, okay? So on last week's show, I promised I would pick that football up and run with it. Okay, I started last week's show with this. The two things that you never expect to lose faith in is your chosen religion and your provided health care. Yet today, if you're not beaten down by the first one, you can't help but see the disaster health care has become. And those of you who are not worried about health care going forward, let me remind you of something. The United States has the largest, by a massive margin, health care budget on the planet. But the United States is the sickest country on the planet, with the highest levels of autism and childhood diseases in our children. So our children are the sickest, our adults are the sickest, and we pay a hell of a lot more than anybody else on this planet for our health care. Okay. If we were the second sickest, I would say, maybe we got to spend our money a little bit better. We are the most chronically ill nation on the planet, with the most massive budget for health care on the planet. Why does that not make sense to anybody? Our children, our children are the most sick on the planet. Highest levels of autism and other issues. This isn't a joke, people. This is the American, what? This is your healthcare system today. You live in a country where you spend 2.5 to 3 times more for healthcare than the next closest nation, but you live in the sickest nation on the planet. Where the hell does that make sense to anybody listening to this show? And where are the explanations? Well, you've been getting them from me for 15 years. I have been writing articles about healthcare. I've been writing articles about medications, about vaccines, about vaccinations, about geoengineering for 15 years. And today, you live in the sickest society on this planet, with the sickest children on this planet, at a cost 2.5 to 3 times our closest rival in healthcare costs. So let's continue. Now, add to that, not only the government lies about COVID and its supposed vaccine in America, Fauci, but also totally unsecured southern border, which is allowing millions to enter America both legally and illegally. But are the proper precautions being taken at that border to protect you and I? I'm going to say something, and this is not a guess. It is an absolute fact, and I'm wondering why I'm the only one who keeps saying this. When Joe Bob got sworn in for president, or any president gets sworn in as president, with their hand on the Bible, they swear, okay, to protect the American people, you and I, from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. If you intentionally leave the border open, knowing that millions are coming across that border and a vast majority of them can't even be tracked, we know for a fact that there are enemies who would do nothing, wish to do nothing better than to put agents in this country. We know this for a fact, and we could go on and on and on about people coming from all across the planet. About 80 to 85% of who's coming across the border are adults of military, men of military age, not accompanied with families or whatever. We could go on and on and on. Right now, what we are looking at is treason from the White House and those who actually pull his strings, because I don't think Joe Bob's smart enough to make any of these decisions. But when he's told to jump, he doesn't say how high. He says, when can I come down, please? That's how compromised this president is, which makes him ideal for those who control him. We are looking at a president who is not protecting the United States. He is not in any way, shape, or form. Since his inauguration, it is estimated between 6 and 7 million illegals have come across the border. Now, let's focus this back a little bit closer towards what we were discussing, and that was health. But let me get through the rest of this intro first, and then we're going to focus down on how does this all equate to the health issue that we started last week. Today, we will take this to the next level as we will include the massive invasion of our southern border. This invasion, and you cannot call it anything else, over 6 million people in less than 3 years? Yeah, that's not an invasion, right? The biggest invasions I ever heard of were in the hundreds of thousands or the tens of thousands, not the tens of millions. This invasion is intentional. It is choreographed. Whether we like it or not, it is, or it would have been stopped a long time ago. Why else would a president listen to me? Why else would a president threaten a state governor who is protecting his people because said president refuses to do so? Joe Bob, by not protecting the American people, either medically or, I don't know, we're talking maybe traitors in their midst, Joe Bob is committing treason. He is ignoring the American people at the behest of who and for what? He is not doing his job, and he is preventing everyone else from doing their job. And it's not he, it is those who control Joe Bob. We are looking at America being sent to her knees. How many times has Roger said you cannot have global governance until you take the cowboys of the world to their knees? We had our place. Our place was to give the elites a big hammer to go around the world and put things in order for what they intended to do. What did they intend to do? This! But what you must realize is that same cowboy that helped you hammer everything into place is now the bully on the block, is now the big mouth on the block, is now the society that has, I don't know, been taught to believe that they're free, has been taught to believe in liberty, has been taught to believe, and now all of a sudden their usefulness, the usefulness of the American society to the globalist has just about run out. This is why you constantly hear Roger saying you cannot have global governance until you take the cowboys of the world to their knees. Look around you. What president in their right mind, which means that I'm obviously not talking about Joe Biden, what president in their right mind, right in front of the American people, commits treason and puts the country in imminent danger day after day after day, year after year? And if he gets reelected, what the hell do you think's going to happen, people? Do you think it's going to get better? Or do you think, since he knows he only has 4 years left and he can't be reelected, that any damage that needs to be done has to be done in the immediacy? Not joking. Whether this is tyranny to hide enemy combatants, enemy saboteurs, or to bring another pandemic to America, real or again fake, via the untested masses flowing into America daily across that border and being released into the general population. How the hell do we know what they're bringing in? The fact is, we don't. Yeah. We will dig into this a little deeper in an article that I picked just for this show. But prior to jumping into that, there are a few things I'd like to go into just a wee bit deeper, okay? We're talking about a country that has faith in its medical system. And again, we are heading into the medical realm with the rest of the show. But we're talking about people having faith in the medical system. We're talking about, and I won't beat this up, but we're talking about you going into your doctor today and asking your doctor if your four-year-old should get a COVID shot prior to going to preschool, because I think that's pretty much mandatory. And when your doctor looks at you and says, please do that because it's safe and effective. The problem with that is what your doctor just did is so unethical. It's insane. Because any doctor worth that degree knows for a fact that they are not safe, they are not effective, and they have over 1,200 dangerous to deadly side effects, and that children are not immune. But yet, how many of you, if you went in to see your doctor today, how many of you would hear from your doctor, give that to your child, that's safe and effective? Not a joke, people. We have lost faith in our system of healthcare. Why? We put an entire military structure under the gun to take a vaccine simply because most military individuals operate in close quarters with each other. So in order to keep the rest of them safe, you need to be vaccinated. Except we know for a fact that if you're fully vaccinated, you're a super spreader. So the reason the military is kicking you out because you didn't get vaccinated is because you didn't get vaccinated, because now you can shed this and you can get everybody else sick. So they don't want you there. What nobody is screaming bloody murder about as those extremely valuable military people are being kicked to the curb is that the shot, we know for a fact, won't keep you from getting it, won't keep your body from storing it, and won't keep you from transmitting. As a matter of fact, you are now a super spreader if you're fully vaccinated. So let me ask you a question. If this was reality, and Stephen, tell me if I'm wrong, wouldn't it have been much smarter for the military to kick everybody out that had been vaccinated?
Oh, I know there's a joke somewhere there, but I'm not prepared for it yet.
Super spreaders. They got the virus. They got, you know, they're a hell of a lot more dangerous than the ones who weren't vaccinated. So shouldn't the rule of if you've been vaccinated, you have to go?
Well, they changed their mind a dozen times, you know. First it was 99% effective, and then it was 95% effective, and then it was 85% effective, and then it dropped all the way down to like 49% effective. So,
well, the thing of it is, effective is a qualifier, okay? Yeah. And I'm so glad you used that word, and this is why I'm glad that every once in a while when you bust in here. When you say effective, okay, that applies to a vaccine. Everything we're discussing here applies to a vaccine. In order for a vaccine to be effective, even 49%, it has to keep you from getting it, keep your body from storing it, thus keep you from shedding it or giving it to other people. We already know it can't do any of them. So where does the word effective come in, Steve?
When you think of semantics.
I love it when you jump in. All right, let's take this on to the next point, okay? We're being told that the people coming across the border are not evil people, and I'm not here to tell you they are, at least not all of them. We're being told that the people coming across the border are doing it because they need to feed their families or they need to escape tyranny. A lot of these people aren't coming with families. And I don't know if you're escaping tyranny, how much money you're going to be allowed to send back to those. The government's probably, the government of the country you left, the government's probably looking at your family real close right about now. So we're looking at a situation here where just about everything we're being told about those coming across the border is a lie. How many of you know that this has been promoted over and over again by Joe Bob and the Biden administration? It's been promoted in countries across the planet. How many of you know that? How many of you know that it's not just South America or Central America, but we're talking about it could be as much as 140 different countries across the planet have sent people to our southern border, or people from those countries have come to our southern border, which includes just about every single one of the enemies that we really wouldn't want to see any of their, I don't know, hidden agents planted in America. Anybody who believes that between 6 and 8 million illegal aliens or aliens coming into this country over a 3 to 3.5 year period, that we don't have plants, that we don't have drug cartels, that we don't have gangs, that we don't have. And if you can have all of those, you explain to me real quick how the hell some of those couldn't be agents put into this country specifically waiting for a trigger. I'm not the first one to say this. You guys hear this all the time. I just happen to be the guy who worked for the military industrial complex or was in the military for a total of about 30 years. So when I look at all of this, I'm looking at a perspective most of you can't have. Not don't, can't. And what I see is making my blood boil beyond anything you can imagine. I'm not going to stand here and scream to everybody, I'm a patriot. Although, if being a patriot means that you are deathly worried that your country is being put on the altar to be slaughtered, then I'm a patriot. Because I not only fear that, I can see it. And I will do whatever I can to wake enough people up so that we can maybe put an effective pushback. And it's not just me. There's a lot of good voices out there. It would be so arrogant of me to say that it's all me. It isn't. And that puts a smile on my face, too. And the number each day of people waking up and feeling they need to say something is growing. How does Roger know that? Roger has been doing the Liberty Beacon Project for 15 years. I see more people talking about tyranny today than I ever did 15 years ago. So things
really,
are.
Really, only in the last 3 years, they've been talking a whole lot more.
Oh, yeah. That's where I was going, and thank you for opening up the door for me. If you consider what has happened, and I was going to say about in the last 3.5 to 4 years, what you are looking at is so many people saying, that's not right. That shouldn't be. That can't be. And this is what sparks the research. And yes, we have a lot more active people. And again, once we get back from the break, we're going to take this back into the medical zone. And I'm, again, the article I will be taking pieces from is from Leo Goldstein, and it is Uncontrolled, right, Migration of Infectious Diseases. I mean, that doesn't even, that title alone gives me the chills. Why? Because it is absolutely 100% true. Uncontrolled Migration of Infectious Diseases. Now, for those of you who don't believe in infectious diseases, and there are some, bear with us, please. And for those of you who, I don't know, would like to guess what happens when you have 6 to 8 million people in less than 4 years crossing a border from all over the country, and not one single one of them was ever checked to see if they were carrying communicable diseases. Do you hear what I just said? And for anybody who thinks Roger's blowing it out his butt, he doesn't know what he's talking about, part of the article that I will be giving to you, one of the pieces I will be taking out of it, and a link to that article will be available in, everybody knows this, gets published tomorrow, article, show embedded in it. You will be able to read Leo's entire article. Is it worth reading? I wouldn't be using pieces of it in the show if it wasn't. Okay, so again, the title of his is Uncontrolled Migration of Infectious Diseases. And when I say uncontrolled migration, that simply means those viruses don't have a choice. They're in your body. It doesn't matter where you came from, whether it's Bangladesh, whether it's China, whether it's Japan, whether it's New Zealand, whether it's I don't care. I don't care. The thing of it is, what we are looking at our southern border, how many of you have even considered this? We're in the middle, coming out of what was the supposedly big lie, the biggest plandemic, scamdemic, pandemic the world had ever seen. But yet, we've got people coming across the border and they're not even checking to see if they have an infectious disease. We ready for a break, Steve? Because I need to breathe.
I was just getting ready to bust in there and ask you.
You can bust in, yes.
All right, folks, we'll be back in 60 seconds, if I can find my mouse.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, everybody, listen to me. I know we talk about things that you're not going to hear in a lot of other places. I know that Annie allows our Shake and Wake Radio allows us, as long as we can keep things truthful, as long as we can keep things on this side of the law, keep the profanity down, we can say just about what we know we need to say on Shake and Wake. This is why I am here. But at the same time, there are so many places where you cannot do that. And why do I mention that? Because we have TLBTalk.com. It's not Facebook. It isn't. All right? It's not Instagram. It isn't. It's not Skype. It isn't. But within the next couple of weeks, although some of them are already there, within the next couple of weeks, we will be able to make all of these look, I don't know, simple. We are putting together an upgrade for a platform that will give you a whole lot of options to do a whole lot of things all in one place. But more on that later on, okay? It's going to be a couple of weeks before all of the upgrades and changes we wish to see are completed, but I'll keep you up to date. And I am so looking forward to being able to say to everybody, come and see what we can do. All right, look, let's get back into this because we do have a limited amount of time. And again, I told you I would segue into an article after the break, and it is called Uncontrolled Migration of Infectious Diseases. Leo put together what to me is more of a commentary, which I actually like. All right. It's not hard to follow the links, and there are links associated with this article as well, so that you don't just have to take his word for everything. You can go see why he is saying the things he is. I'm not going to bring you articles that can't prove what they're saying. I'm not going to bring you articles that say things that are so far over the top, and then you're going to come to me and say, well, how or why? I'm going to bring you articles that either back up what I have to say with proof or, and I've done this twice already, okay, show the other side of my argument. One way or the other, it's always about giving you the best and giving you the truth. So this article will be in the show, or in the article with the show embedded in it, tomorrow, and it will be on TLBTalk.com by noon. Excuse me, TheLibertyBeacon.com by noon Central. So go take a look at it and read the entire article, and you will understand why I grabbed it. You may actually understand that by the few pieces I'm going to give you today. All right, let's go. Okay, Leo starts out with the current policy of allowing illegal immigrants from across the globe without even screening for infectious diseases is disastrous. Okay, you open up with an obvious statement, but gee, that's the way I opened my section. So I would have to say I have to agree with him. Okay, the epidemiological situation in the world has worsened since the 1990s. So let's start putting all of this in perspective. This is likely caused by rapid urbanization and an increase in long distance travel. These developments caused the spread of infectious diseases that used to be confined to small areas or randomly rise in zoonotic episodes across the world. In other words, you had populations that had been isolated for so long that whatever was making them sick was only making them sick. But at the beginning of the 1990s, and I do remember this, okay, at the beginning of the 1990s, we saw rapid urbanization, not just in the United States, but in the first and second and third world. Not only that, but we saw a massive increase in long-distance travel, whether it was by air, by boat, by train. All of these became very successful and profitable travel businesses because society was on the move. In the past, illegal immigration came mainly from Mexico, with Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras providing most of the rest. Not all, but most of the rest. So Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras provided most of the traffic into the United States. Okay. The current wave, invited by the Biden administration, comprises immigrants from far-flung areas of South America, Africa, China, and the rest of Asia. Some locations in those areas harbor endemic and sporadically breaking from animal reservoirs infectious diseases, some of which are not known to science, and others known as extremely dangerous. But yet, as I, and this is Roger talking, as I told you in the beginning, how many of those are on the southern border? How many of those are turned away? How many of those are let in, not even checked to see if they have an infectious disease, and released into the American population? Yeah. Take, for example, viral hemorrhagic fevers such as Ebola, diseases caused by the Marburg virus, the Nipah virus, the Lassa virus, etc. They have fatality rates above 10%. Even single cases are used to cause strong reactions and even panic, literally panic. Yet hundreds of thousands of people from the endemic areas we're discussing are marching over the border without screening, then dispersing all over the country. Let me hold on there for a second and make sure everybody understands what I just said. I told you, prior to jumping into Leo's article, that people from across the planet, especially areas where they did have viruses that were, I don't know, pretty much their own, confined within areas because the population was pretty much confined within areas. And when that changed, all of a sudden, we started to see viruses popping up across the planet that we didn't even know existed, or a virus 15, 20,000 miles from where it should be. Not a joke, not a guess.
Hey, Roger?
Yes.
I wonder why people still call them viruses, because virus doesn't actually exist. It's the poisons.
Yes.
It's the poisons in whatever. Poisons in the air, poisons in the water, poisons in the ground.
I agree.
The environment.
I agree. But at the same time, I'm doing a show where I need everybody to understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And at this basic level, they will. But if you heard what I said earlier and you're invited, because I said to everybody, you and I were going to do a show together that we were both going to put together. And I really, really do think the virus issue, and I think I may even have mentioned this to you a couple of weeks ago, I think the virus issue is something we need to discuss in depth.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, everybody's listening. So yes, not only do I agree with Stephen, but some of the things I actually believe may shock a lot of you. So I'm looking forward to this show. And Stephen, I will let you call the date on that, not right now, but whenever you feel best time, let's put this on the Actually, what we do is when we decide when we're going to do it, the week before, we will use this show to promote it, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right. And I'm looking forward to that because I not only agree with you, but I can take that a lot further than you think I can.
Right, I know. Both of us can, yeah.
Both of us can, yes. Okay, so Americans might be more vulnerable to those diseases than the populations of developing countries. Why the hell would Roger say that? Because we've never had them. They've never been part of our society. There is no immunity. There are no vaccines. When they hit like a club, not like a feather. Some of our social conditions contribute to the spread of such diseases. Agreed. We have a large percentage of immunocompromised people within our population. Again, I agree. Unlike countries where outbreaks periodically happen, we are not prepared for for those diseases in America. The illegal migrants also bring in diseases that used to be and have been eradicated in the U.S., such as tuberculosis or polio, and frequently their drug-resistant varieties. So what we could end up with is a resurgence of something that we haven't seen in a long time. Why? Because we worked to literally make it disappear, to eradicate it. But nobody's taking medicine. Why? Because it's not here anymore. But what if it was? How about a name that everybody should know, but it's not what you think it is? How about the bubonic plague? Everybody thinks when they hear bubonic plague that this is a massive killer. Okay? It's actually one of the least dangerous diseases carried by illegal migrations. And the reason for that is what we are seeing as the bubonic plague, what is being called the bubonic plague today, gives everybody memories of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people dying of the Black Death in history. That was the bubonic plague. Supposedly, that's what it was called. What we are seeing today, researchers are telling us, is far less dangerous than the original bubonic plague that killed hundreds of thousands, if not millions. So when people say the bubonic plague has been discovered amongst those coming across the border, it's not we're all going to die tomorrow. But they would want you to believe that. They actually would. And when somebody comes to you and says, we have the bubonic plague in America, you all have to get vaccinated or you'll be dead in a couple of weeks, come to me. I'll send you to research. Because they're lying to you. Just like COVID, the most dangerous thing the planet has ever seen, except the CEO of Moderna was heard saying, unless you're over 80 and have several severe comorbidities, COVID is no more dangerous to you than the yearly flu. Wendell, did you ever try to vaccinate an entire globe for the flu? When? Yeah. And it's an extensive search reveals no published research on infectious diseases of migrants coming to the U.S. after 2019, excluding COVID-19. Did you hear what I just said? An extensive search reveals no published research on infectious diseases of migrants coming to the U.S. after 2019. All stop. We're not going to check anymore. It's 2019. Why? Oh, my God. We're about to have the biggest plague the world has ever seen. So we should just stop checking everybody coming across the border. How the hell does this make sense to anybody? The serious research ended around 2009. Oh, well, we knew they were running, you know, test scenarios way back then for the COVID. Yeah. So this is despite the well-established epidemiological fact that migration is how infectious diseases spread. This has been said by researchers over and over and over again. Migration, population movement, is responsible for certain diseases making their way all around the planet and others making their way all around a country, all around a continent. It is public movement. It is the movement of the people. It is migration. This is how infectious diseases spread. Even if it's migration within your own country, within your city, within your county, people going from an area where people are infected to an area where they're not, bringing that infection. That is migration. And what do we have? 6 to 8 million people, none of whom have been checked for infectious diseases, coming across our border unchecked. The latest relevant paper that Leo could find analyzed the data from the CDC's own electronic disease notification system, their EDN, over the period ending in 2019. The EDN is incomplete and is closed to the public. This is a public entity. But yet, how much of this stuff is closed to the public who pays for them? A 2022 systematic review of top scientific papers on infectious diseases among purported refugees covering 1999 through 2020 found only one U.S. paper dated 2009. Recent U.S. publications on this subject are worthless DEI. That indicates political suppression of such research or at least publication. After 2019, you didn't know anything. And today, they're not telling you even that much. The agency, and we're talking about the CDC, the agency charged with epidemic monitoring and control is, as I said, the CDC. Of course, the CDC became the most compromised and politicized agency through the COVID-19 pandemic. And the Biden administration dragged the CDC even lower. It is actively complicit in covering up and bringing infections into the U.S. The CDC fails even to monitor such diseases. The universities are afflicted with DEI, and they're not helpful either. Are we going to die from DEI? That was Leo's question, but I've got to tell you something. I'm a little jealous. I wish I would have asked that. The law requires that asylum seekers are screened. Listen to me. I will say this again. The law requires that asylum seekers are screened. You can't do any of them who are coming across the border and never caught, the millions of them. But those who are asylum seekers are screened before entrance and are not admitted if they have any of the specified communicable diseases, from infectious tuberculosis to leprosy or viral hemorrhagic fevers, Ebola, Marburg, Nipah, etc. Of course, the Biden administration couldn't care less about the law, and it's happening. Not only could this guy very well, we're talking about Joe Bob here, be allowing traitors and agents into this country, being planted across this country to do severe damage when and if called up. Not only that, but this guy isn't even having these people checked for diseases that could become rampant all across the U.S. Why? Because they're coming from areas and people that the U.S. population hasn't been exposed to, which means that any virus they stick in our face, again, I will say, there is no protection for. Gee, do you think that might be intentional? What do you think, Steve?
I don't think. I know it is.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that, and that's why I asked you in. The law requires that asylum seekers are screened. Of course, Joe Bob can't care less about the law. How many times do I have to say the word treason before somebody starts to listen? It might be worse than not caring. In the past, we could not think of anybody causing an epidemic to advance their purposes. Let me say that again. In the past, we could not think of anybody causing an epidemic to advance their purposes. Democrat electoral apparatus has proven otherwise with COVID-19. The COVID-19 pandemic allowed Democrats to commit mail ballot fraud in the 2020 election. Not a guess. It's already been proven several times and buried. There is no reason to believe that they would give up their weapon for 2024. And there would be no reason not to believe that they have made it much more effective, maybe, I don't know, maybe able to hide it much more effectively. But we do know, this isn't a guess anymore, the 2020 election was in fact stolen. And the fact that that is allowed, and we're not screaming bloody murder about it, but this isn't a show about that. So we will continue, and we will do a show about this, but not today. There is more specific evidence. Democrat politicians and their globalist accomplices blame so-called climate change for both migrations and the spread of infectious diseases. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is on the record as having said that. When they blame climate change for forest fires, their supporters set forests on fire. They might be doing the same thing with infectious diseases. Anybody who thinks that Leo is just saying that at the drop of a hat, I think he probably thought real hard before he put that paragraph in, but I'm going to tell you something. I agree with it word for word. The intentional spreading of infectious diseases can be motivated to induce the U.S. into joining the UN pandemic treaty. I've got to tell you something. If the U.S. joins the UN pandemic treaty, kiss sovereignty in America goodbye. And if Joe Bob does this on his own without the American people having a voice in it, then your treason has just gone to a level you couldn't even imagine, because he has just sold your ability to run your country down the river. Apart from Democrats, some NGOs guiding the flow of illegal immigrants are very hostile to the U.S. Gee, you've got to bring the cowboys of the world to their knees before you can have global governance. And he finishes with, they can easily select, okay, infected individuals and small groups and induce them to move to the U.S. His final line is, I hope Congress will do something about this problem. Now, for everybody listening to the last sentence from Leo's article, I would tell you right off the top of my head, I don't agree with it. And that was the biggest disappointment in that entire article, which I absolutely like, which is why I used it. He's not me, so he's not going to always say everything that I believe in that I think. But when he says, I wish Congress would do something about this, what he doesn't seem to understand that with a few exceptions, Congress is as bought and paid for as most of us believe they are. It's not a joke, people. It isn't. Look at the treason that has been stuffed in your face over the last half dozen years. Look at it. Analyze it. Research it. And then you tell me how many great people are in Congress. How many great people are in the Senate? How many of these people have been there for 20 plus years, and why? The reason they've been there that long is not necessarily because their constituents love them, like Nancy Pelosi, and I could go on and on. Their constituents, go ask them. They're wondering why they go back to Congress each time. They're wondering why they end up back in the Senate again. Who the hell is voting for these people? These are the people in their districts. Politicians today are pretty much owned. Somebody who's going to guarantee your reelection. Somebody who's going to guarantee you got enough money to buy off whoever's running against you, even if they're better than you. We are looking at a system that is so corrupt. Is there a chance? Is there enough honesty in Congress? Probably not the Senate, but Congress, to try and move things in the right direction. I think we may have the best Congress we've had in a long time right now. Is it perfect? No. Is it full of traitors? Yes. But we can do something now. But that means all of you need to get off your butt and raise your voice. Steve, have I got that right?
Yeah, I don't want to tell people that they're lazy, but yes.
Okay, let me change that from lazy butt to it doesn't seem like you've got a clue, but, and do some research.
Or less than being cowardly, let's put it that way.
Yes, absolutely. Because if they're cowardly, they're not going to do anything. The thing of it is, people, we have always looked at other countries. We have always looked at them slide into totalitarianism. We have always looked at this happen, okay? It happened in Cuba, okay? Americans watched, all right? It happened in Russia. Americans watched. It happened in China. Americans watched. It happened in North Korea. Americans watched. Now, yes, this is history, but Americans watched. And to say that we don't know the signs is to call yourself an idiot, because the signs are readily apparent all around us, and that includes congressional members. The amount of money most of these congressmen are being paid, or these senators are being paid right now by outside sources, by stock trades, by whatever. How the hell does somebody who barely has $15,000 or $20,000 in the bank go into Congress and 20 years later come out a millionaire? How? Not because of their salary. And we're talking big bucks, like close to $100 million? Nancy Pelosi? Are you kidding me? The health of America right now is one of the tools being used to drop America to her knees. Keep your eyes open, people. It's not going to get better unless we stand up and say something. And if it gets worse, what does worse mean? As bad as this is, what the hell does worse mean? Steve, you know what worse means?
Not better.
Perfect answer.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Anything that's not better is worse. And if you take a look at what's happening around you today, you live in a country that we used to tell stories about, that we used to watch horror stories about, that we used to watch political movies about, that we used to watch war movies about. Only thing is, we are the suckers sitting there being lied to now. This is America, people. I love America, and I want America to be America again. We, the people, need to step up and do something, because if we don't, kiss it goodbye and don't bother telling your children how good America is. Because by the time they're your age, there isn't a snowball's chance in hell there'll be any truth left in that. Have I got that wrong, Steve?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said, have I got that wrong?
No, no, sir.
Okay, how much time we got left here?
20, 30 seconds.
Everybody listen up, please. TLB talk. Let's go and talk about these things. Let's go and talk about them in a place where you're allowed to talk about them. TLBtalk.com. It's being upgraded right now, but it is still usable. What you will end up with is something nobody can match. Give us a couple of months, but you can go play today. It's up and running. Thank you, Steve. It's always great to do a show with you, my friend.
All right, folks. Till next time.